Welcome to the Power of Others podcast, helping leaders leverage the power of other people for learning, growth, and improvement. You are listening to episode 27, season 2020. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. Let me direct you to the website. It's super easy to remember. GrowGreat.com. GrowGreat.com. You'll find show notes for today's episode and all the other episodes. You'll find ways to subscribe to the podcast. All kinds of cool and interesting things over there at GrowGreat.com. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you clicked play. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing it well. You know, business folks know the old maxim, if you don't have time to do it right, then when are you going to have time to do it over? Experience has proven to me just how true that is, and it's probably proven that to you too. And still, it's often harder to figure out how to do it right the first time. Now, sometimes we don't know how to do it right. Maybe because we lack information, maybe because we don't see things clearly, maybe because we lack what we need. There are lots and lots of reasons why our efforts to get it right, sometimes, maybe even often, fail. Recently, I've encountered a number of situations where organizations are challenged by their own agendas, that is, by their own decisions. For example, there is a gated community. It was established sometime back in the 80s as a gated community, operated by a property owners association, which is a private tax-exempt property owners association headed by a general manager, hired by a board of directors who are tasked with serving the needs of the community, the citizens. Well, some years ago, the board evidently voted to outsource the management of the gates, and that resulted in security concerns for a lot of the citizens. Seems the outsourcing company used nominally trained and compensated employees to man these gates, and that resulted in haphazard strictness that the citizens of the community really wanted. All of a sudden, you know, they're kind of overrun with a lot of folks running around that, according to the citizens, don't belong here. Now, without a vested interest in the situation, I engaged in a conversation sometime back about it with a person who has a very vested interest in it. And during that conversation, I made a statement that serves as the title of today's show. If it's worth doing, it's worth doing it well. I don't care if the community is gated or not, but if it's going to be gated, I ask my conversation buddy, then isn't it worth doing well? I mean, else why do it at all? Just ditch the whole notion of gates if you don't want to do it well. Given enough time, it can become blindingly obvious where the canary in the coal mine may be. This is true for any of us, no matter our situation, no matter our organization, no matter our team or group, size, scale, composition. We can find the canary in the coal mine. That is the thing that seems to indicate where problems reside. If the canary in the coal mine is dying, then the oxygen supply is dangerously low or non-existent, or something else is threatening. So you better keep your eye on the canary, because that will improve your odds of staying safe, at least so far as air quality or something toxic in the air is concerned. We can do the same thing with our organizations, with our teams, with our groups. It can be a gated community, it can be a city government, it can be a corporation, it can be a civic group, it can be nonprofit, it can be for-profit, it can be a marketing team, it can be a lab, it can be anything. Thousands of podcast episodes are released every single day, and who knows how many books are published every day, who knows how many articles are posted online or published in hard copy every single day, and then, then there's video content. I would suspect that every single minute there are more hours of video being posted online than any human could possibly watch in a single lifetime. We are busy, 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 busy watching and reading and listening to things, to something new, maybe not so new. We are consuming fools. Lifelong learning is an attribute of high achievers, but you know what? It's also an attribute of bored, curious, and slothful folks, too. And sometimes we can all find our way into any of these categories. I mean, it's why there's great truth in the statement, after all is said and done, more is said than done. Because, well, quite often, we're so busy consuming information, we're not doing anything. Because doing stuff is hard. And doing it well, that seems even harder. Perhaps the most famous quote of Southwest Airlines founder Herb Kelleher is, "We have a strategic plan. It's called doing things." Now, Herb omitted one really important point. Southwest Airlines has historically been committed to doing things well, and not everybody is. Well, let's start with whatever decision has already been made. Now, we can second guess any decision 8 ways to Sunday, but let's just save that conversation for another time. Right now, I'd like you to think about a decision that has been made, kind of like this decision to have a gated community. Right, wrong, or indifferent, who cares? Who cares? The decision's made. We're going to have a gated community. What is that decision that leaps to your mind? Now, armed with that decision, our next question is, okay, how will we manage that? And nobody's going to pipe up and say poorly. Poorly. Hey, let's manage it poorly. How about that? Why does that happen then? Why do we manage things poorly? We want to consider why, and we want to figure out how we might find a remedy. Now, I'm a fan of the NHL. And of course, being here in the DFW Metroplex, as we call it, I'm a big fan of the Dallas Stars. And thankfully, as I'm hitting record, they're still alive. The Stanley Cup playoffs, they're exciting, and we never experience them this time of year, but hey, here we are in 2020 in this pandemic, and hey, all of our calendars are messed up. And unless a game goes into overtime, NHL games consist of 3 20-minute periods. That's 60 minutes of actual playing time for regulation play. And right now, teams are playing to enter the conference championships, which are the precursor to the Stanley Cup finals. So teams are competing. They're trying to stay alive. And they're playing these best of 7 series. Who first team to win 4, you knock out your opponent and you move on. Well, every game decides a winner and a loser. There's no ties. And every series results in a winner or a loser. Now, the winners, man, they jump for joy. They celebrate. They throw sticks and gloves in the air. They are feeling good. In fact, they're feeling as good as they've ever felt. The losers, well, after they shake hands with the winners, they sulk off the ice in disgrace, regret. Regret about their lost opportunities, regret about their squandered chances, what might have been. You know, it seems to me that doing it well has an exponentially higher payoff than doing it poorly. I mean, look at the NHL. Both teams have invested the same amount of time to play this game. It is likely that both teams invested similar time, perhaps even effort, in preparing. And for one, it's the best feeling in the world. And for the other, it's the worst. Okay, are both teams equally committed? Maybe. Maybe not. But it begins right there. It begins right there, and it begins with ownership. It begins with the front office, and it finds its way down to the coaching staff and the players. That's where it begins with you and your situation, too. That's where it begins with your organization or your team or your group. The commitment to do it, whatever it is, the commitment to do it well, to execute it just as well as you possibly can, to devote yourself and whatever resources are necessary to do it well. Okay, so let's go back to the gate community and the gate management being outsourced. The decision was made, so I'm told, by the board for two reasons. We're going to outsource this because, well, one, we want to save some money. Well, there's your first clue that doing it well might not be the priority. Second of all, we just want to offload the burden of we'd rather just write the check and let somebody else do it. That was the bottom line. The board was more willing to write the check, hoping that it might be a smaller check, while at the same time, we can avoid the, we don't want to have to think about it. It's a gated community. So let me give you some context. You've got a board of directors comprised of five property owners. They've got a general manager, let's call that person a CEO, in place. This is a hired gun. This is a person who's making a strong six-figure salary with a long list of perks, got a budget for staff to help this CEO perform the work. And as you might imagine, the bulk of the revenue, the bulk of the budget for this place is spent on staff compensation, including the CEO. And the place was established, as I said, many years ago as a gated community. So that decision got made at the very beginning. Now, they could certainly change that decision, but they haven't. How well do you suppose leadership is doing when they can't seem to do the gate management well, and they have been established for decades as a gated community? Well, turns out the place has been plagued for years with incompetence and budget overruns and just general chaos and discontentment. They've devoted years of work in a losing effort that might have been avoided if they would have just made up their mind that they were going to do things well. Gates or no gates, who cares? They can and did decide, but they neglected to decide that they would do it well, well enough to be world class at it. I wish I could tell you why, but I can't. I mean, they may not even be able to articulate to you why they can't, but the results have been devastating. Tons of lost money, tons of unhappy residents, lower security. Oh, and then there's the lawsuits. Oh, yeah. Lots of lawyers. It's been a major fiasco that might have been avoided. Well, let's get back to you and a decision that has already been made, the decision that you're thinking of. What gate decision has been made by your organization, by your team, by your group? How well are you doing with that decision? Go back and revisit what's been done so far. And here's the hard part. Face the reality of how committed you are to doing it well. And let's define well. Let's define well with terms like remarkable, dazzling, and spectacular. You could think of some others, but those are three that I'm going to throw out there. So when I say it's done well, you could say it's been done, it's remarkable, it's dazzling, it's spectacular. What do you suppose gate management for the community that I've described, what would that look like if the board was fully committed to making management of the gates? Forget whatever else is on their agenda. Let's just start with the gates, the canary in the coal mine. What if the board was fully committed to making management of the gates remarkable, dazzling, and spectacular? I'm going to really just venture out on this limb and tell you, I'm supposing that a CEO who's earning about $300K a year with tons of perks and a fully compensated staff that they hire and five board members who are community owners, I'm supposing that they could probably figure out a way to get that done. Now, I could be wrong. I'm betting that whatever decision you are thinking of right now in your organization, I'm betting it has the same potential for remarkable, for dazzling, and for spectacular. It all begins with a commitment to do it well. Yes, there absolutely must be in place the necessary talent and skill. There must be the necessary resources, But you know what? Those don't matter if we fail to commit ourselves fully to doing it well. Because here's what happens. If we commit to doing it well, if we commit to make it remarkable, make it dazzling, make it spectacular, then guess what else happens? Yeah, we figure out a way to get the missing ingredients. We figure out how to put the talent in place and get the talent. We figure out how to get the resources we need to end up with those kinds of results. Here we are as we begin this new month of September 2020. Let's take a look at the decisions that we have already made, decisions that they're not going as well as we would like, or they're not going as well as we know they could. Let's look in the mirror as we wonder why, and then let's do the really hard part. But it's doable, very, very doable. Let's take the time to answer the question, why? Why isn't this being done well? Better yet, how can we fix this? How can we turn this around? How can we make the results remarkable, dazzling, and spectacular? Listen, we all have a canary, maybe multiple canaries, that indicate how well we are executing decisions. The gated community's canary are the gates themselves. What are yours? If they're not being done well, then your life as an organization, as a team, as a group, is at risk. So we need to get busy fixing what ails us, and we need to get busy with some urgency and do it starting today. If we don't want to do it well, then may I suggest that we go back and revisit the decision and just forego doing it at all? Which is why I made the comment regarding the gates. If you guys don't want to commit to managing the gates well, in a remarkably well way, that's fine. Then ditch the idea of having a gated community. Tear the gates down. Open this place up. Why waste your time? Why waste energy? Why waste money doing a poor job? Why indeed? Again, the website is growgreat.com. Find out all kinds of ways to subscribe to the podcast. All kinds of resources and explanations about who and what I am and what I do. Listen, it is all about the power of others. The whole point of the podcast is to help leaders leverage the power of others for learning, growth, and improvement. If we can get a group of people together to try to solve problems and we can be open-minded enough to have conversation, which I know is almost anathema in today's culture, right? When you got people on all kinds of sides just hollering and screaming at each other. Nobody's listening to anything. I get it. It can be tough. You know how my mind works? Yeah, okay, well, let's not go there. But my mind works. I go in the direction of thinking it takes so little to have a competitive edge. When the whole world is zigging, and you make up your mind that you're going to zag, you are going to stand out, and you have the opportunity to stand out in a grand, grand way. I think we should. Plus, it's way more fun. My name is Randy Cantrell. Be well, do good, grow great. That's the website, growgreat.com. Hey, greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.